Hello, everyone. I hope you had a blessed Easter. This is Confession of Faith 2021, week 14. Today is Article 2 of the Baptist Faith and Message, looking at Article 2A, God the Father. We'll pray and jump right into it. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for having created us and having called us according to your good pleasure and purpose. We worship you for your power, for your grace, and for your mercy, for your wisdom, Father. I pray that you'll bless us through our short study right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And just a reminder, these little devotions we do every Sunday, Catechism 2021, which is basic instruction in question and answer format, and Confession of Faith 2021, which is on Mondays, core Christian doctrine and summary statements. They're meant to be a springboard for you and your prayer. They're on weekly online ministry tools for you as an individual, for your family at home, or for a small group. They're just meant to get you started. Okay, Baptist Faith and Message 2000, scrolling down to Article 2, God. Last week we did that opening paragraph, and today we do God the Father. So, Baptist Faith and Message, Article 2A, God the Father. God as Father reigns with providential care over his universe, his creatures, and the flow of the stream of human history according to the purposes of his grace. That the general point should fly off the page or fly off the screen for us, that history is not arbitrary, it's not meaningless, it's not taking on a life of its own, it's not the result of random chance and chemistry and all these, anything like that. It's God. God as the Father. God as Father reigns with providential care over his universe, his creatures that inhabit that universe, and the flow of the stream of human history. So, the things that are happening inside of that universe and where it's heading, and it's all according to the purposes of his grace. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-wise. God is Father in truth to those who become children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He is fatherly in his attitude toward all men. You have the general fatherhood of God as creator, but you have the special redemptive fatherhood of God over those who come to faith in Jesus Christ. And if you have not done that, you can do that wherever you are, anytime, through faith and repentance, based on the perfect righteous life of Christ and that righteousness that he lived out, that he provides as a gift to those who come to him, and his sacrificial death where he bore the sin and bore the guilt and bore the penalty, the judgment of God, in the place of sinners, and by virtue also of his resurrection. The proof that his sacrifice was acceptable, was accepted, and by virtue of his righteous life, sacrificial death, and glorious, powerful resurrection, you can come to Christ in faith, which is trusting in him as Savior, that you are a sinner, that you are guilty, but that he is a sufficient Savior, and in repentance, which means turning to live for him. God can be your Father in that special, redemptive way, but only through Jesus Christ. Here is a host of cross-references to study. I'll read this paragraph one more time, and then I'm going to read a passage from John 14 to close us out. God as Father reigns with providential care over his universe, his creatures, and the flow of the stream of human history according to the purposes of his grace. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and all-wise. God is Father in truth to those who become children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He is fatherly in his attitude toward all men. You can see how opposite, how this is the polar opposite of the message of the fallen culture around us. So many different ways, every day, from every angle, we get bombarded with this message that God doesn't exist, or if he does exist, he is either foolish because look at this world that he's created, or he's not loving because look at the things that he allows, or he's uncaring because of all the suffering and all of the tragedies that happen in this world. Well, all of those inferences come from human logic and from human reason, and it's just an expression of rebellion against God. But God's message to us is one where He has a plan. He's working it out according to His purpose, according to His timing, and all things are right in His control. All right, John 14. I'll have to pluck this out of context because we just don't have time to read the whole chapter. But I'll start with a classic verse here in John 14:6. Let me highlight this to get us going. This is a passage where you see the differentiation between Jesus as God the Son and God the Father. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." As the Gospel of John began, the emphasis is on God the Father revealing Himself through Jesus. Jesus is God's revelation, His climactic revelation to man. But He's also redemptive revelation. And what that means is it's through Jesus that man can come to God. So He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Very simple way to understand Christianity in a nutshell. It's God revealing Himself through Jesus, and it's man coming to God through Jesus. He's the mediator. Verse 7, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know Him and have seen Him." So Jesus is the perfect and full representation of the Father. So to know Jesus is to know the Father. To come to Jesus is to come to the Father. To believe in Jesus is to believe in God the Father. Verse 8, Philip said to Him, "Lord, show us the Father. It is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" So Philip should have understood this by now. Jesus had taught this, and we should get this. To know Jesus truly is to know that He is God's revelation to us, so that when we know Him, we know God the Father. And if we were to expand the context, we know that that can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit also. We don't come to God the Father through Christ apart from the working of the Holy Spirit. Verse 10, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" The closest possible relationship of the Father and the Son. "I am in the Father and the Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does His works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves." So Jesus calling to faith. Calling to faith based on who He is, the perfect revelation of the Father, and what He does for sinners. He brings sinners into a relationship with God. He redeems them. He saves them. All right. God the Father. God as Father reigns with providential care over His universe, His creatures, and the flow of the stream of human history according to the purposes of His grace. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, all-wise. He's Father in truth to those who become children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. You can become a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. He is fatherly in His attitude toward all men. He's not a disconnected, uncaring, unloving God. He has a purpose. He's working it out. You can get in on it through Christ. Father, we worship You. We give You thanks. We praise You. We thank You. We ask for Your help. We call upon You. Intervene in our lives the way we need that only You know. Change our minds. Change our hearts. Redirect our lives. Set our feet on the right path. In Christ we ask. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining, and I'll see you on Sunday for Catechism, the 15th Lord's Day, and next Monday, Confession of Faith, week 15. God bless. Bye.